Probably a graveyard.
Okay. And if it's around a church, what would you call it? Anything else?
Not at all.
Okay. You might say, oh, so-and-so's been dead a week. Nobody's figured out yet what he
died of.
Okay. And when somebody dies, they put the body in a
casket.
Okay. Any other name for it?
Sure there are, but that's the one I'm in.
Okay. Have you ever seen the old timing ones, like they're wider at the shoulders and they get sort of tapered down towards
the
top?
Like a pine box.
Yeah, okay.
That thing.
Yeah. Do you have a different name for that kind?
I don't think so.
You might say, he is a real important man. Everybody in town turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And let's see. If people are all dressed in black for a month and however long it is, you'd say they're in
mourning.
If somebody meets you on the street and says, hey, how you doing? And if you're feeling, you know, just about average, you know, not too great, not too bad, you'd say, oh, I'm
fair.
Okay. Anything else?
That's what I usually say.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry about it.
Say you're getting old and your joints are all stiff and aching, you might say you got a touch of
rheumatism.
Okay. Anything else you call it?
Aches and pains.
Okay. There used to be a childhood disease that I think they've about gotten rid of, that it was a real severe sore throat where children would have like blisters on the inside of their throat, and sometimes I think they choke at night or something like that.
Not strep throat.
No, worse than that.
Scarlet fever?
Well, it's different. We had to go get shots for it before we started school. I don't know if they still require them or not. Used to be, and I don't know what they do anymore, but you could get, like, in one big shot, you could get
a booster shot?
Yeah, but in one shot you could get, it was called a TDT or something like that. You could get typhoid and tetanus, and then one starts with a D is
diphtheria.
Okay. There's a disease that I think it's a dysfunction of the kidneys or something, that your skin, your eyeballs turn yellow, and you say you're...
Gosh, I can't remember the name of that. I know what it's to do, but I can't think of the name of it.
Okay. Okay. Sometimes people say yellow. Mm.
Yellow fever. No, yellow. Jaundice.
Okay.
That's it.
If you have a pain, like in your lower right side, you have to go and have an operation. You
appendicitis.
Okay. If you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come back up, you say you...
You threw up.
Okay. What are some other ways of saying that?
Vomit.
Okay. Which of those two is the most polite?
Vomit.
Okay. What are some other polite ways to say it?
Polite ways?
Uh-huh.
I don't know any other polite ways.
Okay, what are some not polite ways to
say it? Oh, my.
Keep in listening.
Well...
I promise not to tell anybody you said it.
No, I'm trying to think for now.
Oh, all right.
Really threw up is about the only one I can really think.
Okay, okay.
I know there's others, but I can't think of them right now.
All right, you think of one, you stop.
Okay.
Okay. So you're at a party and it's pretty warm and you know, you've been eating rich stuff and had a little bit of drink or something, and you might say, I think I'm going to go out and get some fresh air. I'm beginning to feel a little sick.
Got my stomach?
Okay. And you might say, see, there's a gossiping person in the neighborhood. You might say, oh, so-and-so had hardly got the news when she came right over